Roughly 3,700 people of Polish descent reside in Jackson County. But until recently, there wasn't a central event for them to rally around. That changed in 2025 with the inaugural Southern Oregon Polish Festival, selling out at Pascal Winery in Talent. To learn about the festival and the community, JPR's Vanessa Finney talked with festival host Aga Pascal and two performers scheduled for this weekend's event, Michał Pałzewicz and Iwona Erby. With traditional food, fashion, and song, it's an event to celebrate your own heritage or learn about another's.
Witamy to you all. Welcome.
Welcome.
So let's just start with all of you telling me your connections to Poland and the Polish community. Aga, why don't we start with you since you're the host?
Oh my gosh. Born in Poland, of course. Born and raised. I was a young lady in my 20s when I came here to Ashland. Never looked back. So happy to be here. Made a beautiful home and life. But I have to say now in my 50s, I'm starting to look back and get nostalgic, missing my flavors, you know, my little cookies and soups and traditions, just, you know, everything that we grew up with.
What part of Poland were you born in and what brought you to Ashland?
I was born in Krakow, a beautiful city, very cultural and bohemian, and never thought I would leave. But I got an opportunity to come here. It was actually a summer job at first, and came to Ashland, fell in love with it, worked really hard to stay. And
now you have a successful winery.
Thank you, yes.
What about you, Michał?
I grew up in Poland. I actually was not born in Poland, but my dad was Polish, my mom was Bulgarian. So I was born in Bulgaria, and then 3 years later, my parents moved to Poland. So most of my education is from Poland, and then I transferred to a college in New York during my 20s. So I would say it's interesting to be an international musician because music joins us so much already, and it's so international. But I really feel that in a way I'm a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
But definitely grew up with all the Polish flavors too.
Okay. How fun this festival is for you then.
Yeah.
And Iwona, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I am. Dzień dobry, everyone. This is a Polish good morning. And I came to the U.S. just after college. Actually, fun fact, Agnieszka was one of the first Polish people I met here. Oh. And we are friends since. And I did not, just like Agnieszka, come here to stay. I came here just for a year of travels and education. But you know how life is. You meet this handsome American guy, and here we are after two beautiful kids. That are playing in our band. So, that's kind of briefly my story.
You mentioned you met Aga shortly after moving here. Is there a network of people with Polish heritage? How do you find each other, especially before these festival days?
That's a great question. And I live currently in Portland, Oregon area. And we have a very strong Polish community. So you are make those connections there. And actually, Agnieszka and I met at PCC, Portland Community College. We were taking some classes together. So that's how we met.
So, Aga, this was you were the mastermind of this festival. Is that right?
Oh,
one of them.
No, it was actually Iwona.
Oh, okay.
Well, Iwona was the inspiration. Iwona started a band, Zabawa, and I was just really so impressed.
Yeah.
And inspired. And that kind of led into the festival in a way. I wanted to invite them and have them perform at my venue, and then it just kind of grew bigger and bigger, and we discovered that there is really no Polish festival or representation in this area here in Southern Oregon. So we decided to just take the torch and do it.
Yeah, you did. You did kick it off with that by inviting one band and then realizing there was a need for this, because there are. I believe it's less than 2% in just going by Jackson County. The last census numbers were a little over 3,000 Polish Americans in our own county, but that's still thousands of people, even if it's just a fraction of our overall population. So, what was the reaction and the turnout when you had your first Southern Oregon Polish Festival?
Oh,
I understand
gosh.
From all across the region.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Last year, we sold out within the weeks. We were shocked how many people responded and wanted to come. We actually had to turn some people away last year. The weather failed. We thought we're going to have more room, but we had to kind of shrink it down. This year, hoping for a better weather, we're going to be bigger, more prepared. We have more vendors, more food, and more guests coming.
Okay, wonderful. And speaking of food, you have lots of flavors. So your flyer advertises the flavors and sounds of Poland. Let's get into the flavors first. So are you going to have those cookies that you miss so much from home? What can we expect?
Well, we're already cooking beautiful borscht. It's a traditional Polish soup made of beets. It's so hearty and warming. And yeah, look at Michał's face.
His eyes are glowing for people at home.
Of course, there would be no Polish festival without pierogi. Mm-hmm. We'll have pierogi, yes.
should have brought some for breakfast, I can tell.
we can come back. We will have Polish sausages. We have amazing food vendors joining us, like Julek, the traditional. It's a food truck now. It's a traditional Polish cuisine. I think they are making cabbage rolls, which is a treat. We have a bakery offering beautiful pies and cakes and pastries.
Because Polish desserts, there's its own tradition, right?
Yes, its own tradition. They are not only tasty, but also beautiful to look at. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Iwona, how has Polish music run through your life, especially now that you're in the U.S.? And when did you start your band, Zabawa?
Yes. If I can just come back also to the question, you know, how this festival in Ashland started. Agnieszka is correct. And I want to mention, for years, I was telling her how there is a gap, you know, between Portland, I believe, to San Francisco. There is nothing, you know, no event that is happening. And I've been involved in the Portland Polish community for years since I came here. Helping with the festivals, organizing, being on stage. I mean, I fulfilled every role that is there. I missed that part, and I wanted always to give that opportunity for Polish people and other people, you know, to share our rich culture. So I talked to Agnieszka for years. I'm like, we have to do something. You have a great place. But, you know, it is a big undertaking. And as Agnieszka shared, you know, the festival was sold out. But the preparation and what goes into it, it's hours and everything. So I'm proud of her, and I'm super thankful that she took that upon herself. So that's that. And as far as music, interestingly enough, you know, there have been bands, and I watched this happening, you know, Polish bands here and there in the Polish community. And my husband, he's American from Wisconsin, was always involved, you know, in every Polish band, because he has really the music background. He went to conservatory in Wisconsin, music conservatory, and he can, you know, basically play every instrument, does everything with music. So the year 2020, when we had to all, you know, be home, my family, both of my children are also musical. My daughter plays piano, and my son started on drums at the age of 7 or maybe even 6, and now he plays guitars. We just were performing for neighbors. We opened up a garage, and we performed for everybody that walked, and that's kind of how it started. And then there was a need for Polish community to restart the festival and stuff, and everybody were like, well, who's going to be playing? And my husband said, I will promise you there will be Polish band. And that's how he then contacted our a vocalist, Anya. She's a fantastic musician, also has a music background from Poland. And then, of course, my kids were there, so they jumped in, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be doing something. So I started being the band manager and later the backup singer, and that's how it started. Now we include other people, and we also encourage and always invite, you know, young musicians from Polish community to sing with us on the events or just to promote the Polish culture. So that's kind of the beginnings of Zabawa, which means fun, play, dance, party.
Fun, play, dance, party. I'm going to put that on the next flyer that we see.
Yes.
And we have a clip, but first I want to remind you that if you're just joining us, this is The Creative Way on Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the second annual Southern Oregon Polish Festival happening tomorrow at Pascal Winery. And here's a clip from the band Zabawa. And that does indeed sound like a fun party band. We have another clip that we'll play in a moment from our other guest, Michał. Why don't you tell us about your participation, about the music that you'll be performing at the festival?
Well, when Aga asked me to perform, I was wondering, what can I do? Because there is a lot of modern music for solo cello, but from the more traditional one, like I thought Chopin, but of course Chopin is mostly a pianist. So
yeah.
There is a sonata, which I think you're going to play a clip from, and I'll play an excerpt from that sonata tomorrow. I was able to also find some arrangements of Chopin's pieces. But then I just remembered when I was in first grade, I started with one of Chopin's songs. Not many people know that he also wrote songs. Mm. So this one is called, in Polish, Gdybym ja była, it's actually called Życzenie, which is a wish. But the first words are, Gdybym ja była słoneczkiem na niebie, if I only was a sun in the sky.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Which is a very sweet song. And then I was like thinking about it and just realized that about 10 years ago or so, I composed my own song about the sun. And I thought how everything turns around.
Well, you've come full circle. Well, yeah. Let's play a clip that is representative of something you'll be playing. This is from Chopin.
That was JPR's Vanessa Finney interviewing one of the hosts of the second annual Southern Oregon Polish Festival, Aga Pascal, along with two Oregonians who will be performing Polish-related music during the festival, Michał Pałzewicz and Iwona Erby. The festival lasts from 1 to 6 on Saturday afternoon at Pascal Winery in Talent. Ticket information is available at pascalwinery.com.